Eric Adams, came up with a program, and why New Yorkers are not carrying burning torches down Fifth Avenue to his office, announcing a $53 million prepaid credit card program for migrants who broke the law to get here, don't belong here, should be entitled to nothing. A family of eight will get $2,203. One individual will get $345. So they're just handing out money.
And why? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, that's one aspect to it.
Yep.
And then there's another story that's just about as disturbing, and that involves the manufacturer of firearms, Remington. Now, the deal with them is that they are headquartered in a little town in upstate New York and have been for 200 years, and they are being forced out of their situation because of gun laws. The litigious situation in New York has them relocating. This little town, I'm looking for the story here if you can't tell. This little town will die because Remington is the town.
Is the town, right.
So I don't know what they're going to do. And they too should be making their feelings known to local officials.
Hmm.
But this is what happens. Where is that story? I just handed up a minute ago. Story. I'll get the specs. But after 200 years in a town building literally around one of the largest manufacturer of firearms in the United States, is what do they do? How do you replace all of those jobs, thousands of jobs, when the state and its laws and its never-ending effort to confiscate guns, plus the taxes? I mean, this is why everybody's moving to Texas and Florida and other states that are not hostile to this kind of a company.
There's a mass exodus from California, boy.
That, and then on my Facebook page, now you can still access my page, but I can't post anything until, what, they said 9 hours. That was around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Till about, 6 p.m. tonight.
They had you in jail, then you were able to post breakfast.
Yeah.
And then you went back to jail.
And don't forget to go check out and make sure that Rich ate well. Here's an expert with pink hair, by the way, and then these networks wonder why they're hemorrhaging viewers, who claims that parents should ask babies for permission before changing diapers.
How do you do that? How do you ask permission?
Yeah. The pink hair has spoken. There's a potential Morning Room nominee. 8 o'clock, and on my drive to New Orleans, it goes by quickly, but it's always fun when you have someone on the phone, and I always have a chat with Donnie Turner, either coming or going, catch up with him and what's going on at Montgomery Paint and Body. And of course, they're busy. We had all that rain the week before last, and there were quite a few wrecks. So they're keeping up with the demand. But here's the deal. At MPB, it's a business founded on ethics. It's a brick and mortar place, but it was built on Donnie's principles. And his principle was, because he tried, he loves cars. Nobody knows more about vehicles than this man. He was working in body shops for other people, was told, we're cutting this corner and that corner so we can pocket this money. And Donnie said, no, I'm not doing that. Got fired for being a principled human being. After enough of that, he said, I'm just starting my own place. And here it is over four decades later, and Montgomery Paint and Body is the gold standard in automotive body repair. They only fix everything that needs to be fixed. The insurance companies trust them. So if you have a claim number and give it to MPB, your insurance adjuster will understand that you're with people they can trust. So if they're told we need to replace this, repaint that, that's what's going to get done. Then, after the repair is completed, they do the bumper-to-bumper treatment on the entire car, so when you get it back, it looks good as new, maybe better. The whole car, and not just the repaired area. Their number's 27REC with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, where you will find Montgomery and your skipper.
Well, we have got very heavy traffic this morning coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound. Got little slowdowns everywhere, and we understand that we had a minor accident just past the Highway 31 Pine Level exit that had traffic to back up just a little bit there. We're not seeing much of a backup at the moment, but please use caution if you're headed into Montgomery there this morning. 231 out of Wetumpka, very busy there. 85 southbound into Montgomery, very busy by Chantilly and on up to Taylor. And
this is Help Wanted. Finding the perfect match for unique job opportunities. Here is today's Help Wanted ad.
Companies are hiring entry-level Gen Z employees. Take a break from bedrotting to find a rewarding career. Qualified applicants must actually show up for the interview, as in physically appear at the interview. And if you are hired, you actually must show up on your first day and go to the job at a prearranged time. It's called a work schedule. Ghosting meetings or your supervisor is frowned upon and is likely to result in termination, which is a bad thing. Gen Z is also encouraged to not complain about having to work while being at work, because that is why it's called work. So stand out amongst your Gen Z peers and actually show up, like 5 days a week, for 40 hours. Because that's how you get money.
This has been Help Wanted, a public service of this station.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas. The Biden impeachment inquiry will advance today. Presidential brother James Biden due to appear before the House Oversight Committee in a closed-door session. Nikki Haley insisting that she has no intention of abandoning the Republican presidential race after this coming Saturday's nominating contest in South Carolina, even if she should lose to former President Trump. The former president tells a Fox News town hall that he is being persecuted in a similar fashion to the way that now-deceased Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was. A tragic end to the search for a missing 11-year-old girl in Polk County, Texas. The sheriff says Audrey Cunningham's body has been recovered from the Trinity River. A 42-year-old man, a suspect, expected to be charged with capital murder in the case. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 68 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on health care costs is so frustrating. But here's some great news. If you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing, a program out there can really help you with your medical bills, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65+. It's not insurance. Members actually say it's better. It's a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith and where people encourage and pray for you. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You choose any Medicare provider, and you get telehealth access anytime you need it. And this is great, too. Unlike health insurance, you can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. So don't get stuck with increasing costs. Call MediShare 65 Plus and find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Shut up. Here's one. Elon Musk nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
and I love this story because
I don't know, because I was writing down
his nomination was done by a Norwegian MP who praised him for being a stout proponent of free speech. How about that? We got to get a lecture on free speech from Norwegia.
Now, have they already given him out for this year? Would it be?
No, this is nomination process day. I think they award him in the fall sometime.
I got you.
And I still think there's a chance my kid's sister is going to get a nomination for that energy they're working on out at the Lawrence Livermore Lab. Imagine that. I came from the same gene pool that produced
a Nobel.
Yeah, nominee.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
No. No, and as once in a while, a listener will call up and point out.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
And I appreciate that.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, we went up 7 more degrees in the last hour, so we're on our way. This morning chill will fade away quickly, and not much wind today either. That's a good thing. So the warming trend continues with sunshine and a high temperature up to a spring-like 72 today. By the way, the normal for this time of the year, and when you say normal, you have to average the last 30 years. You come up with 66 would be the normal high. Partly cloudy night, it's chilly tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow breezy, but spring-like. Mostly sunny. Tomorrow is the warmest day of the week with a high around 76. Risk of showers holding off till late Thursday night, mostly after midnight. Overnight low temperature 57. And then on Friday, clouds early, then sunshine. But Pacific air behind this next front. Not a big plunge like last weekend. So temperatures will be in the upper 60s on Friday and Saturday. Not much of a cool down. Low 70s on Sunday. And then we start a major warming trend. I think we're in the upper 70s on Monday and maybe near 80 for the first time in 2024 by about Thursday by about Tuesday or Wednesday, somewhere in that time frame. Right now this morning, 44 with the sunshine as my dog shakes at 8:15.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
Is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The week.
Yeah, it's been that kind of week, girlfriend. But, hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
I'm going to call Wednesday Hump Day.
Well, too bad.
That's what we're calling it.
My Hump Day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's Hump Day. And also,
showtime.
Check it out.
Maybe you suffer from popcorn brain.
What? I'm afraid to ask. What is that?
Social media may be killing your attention span. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the nonstop pace of digital media, find yourself struggling to concentrate on a single task or thought, you may have popcorn brain. Refers to the tendency for our attention and focus to jump quickly from one thing to another.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, that is social. I say social media has done that to us, but YouTube and everything else has done that to us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's.
I watch that stuff go in real time, just following my video game stuff, because for a game would release and you would read somebody's review. First, it started in a magazine. So a game would come out and you would have to wait a month, something like that, to read how did this game play.
Right.
The internet came out and you could read an article.
Yeah.
YouTube came out and you could watch a video. TikTok or Snapchat or whatever. And then it's like, no, we're going to condense this 10-minute video into 3 minutes or 2 minutes. And that's the one. When you go to a video, when you go to YouTube and you're looking for a video, now, if you're looking for a song or something specific, that's fine. But if you're looking for like a how-to, do you ever look at the run times before you click on?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Exactly, because you don't want to pick the one.
I don't want that 12-minute one.
No,
exactly.
I
want that 3-minute and 53-second one.
Because of your attention span.
Yes, exactly.
That shrunk.
Hey, by the way, speaking of technology, Apple would like you to stop putting your wet phone in rice.
Yeah, I heard that.
Mixing water with electronics, bad, obviously. Mixing water with uncooked rice is good. So what about mixing uncooked rice with waterlogged cell phones? This is one of the more infamous hacks that's come out in the cell phone era. Apple says don't do it.
Draw the moisture out.
It worked for me once.
Yeah. I think they're only saying it because at some point a piece of rice must have got into a phone and then expanded and busted the phone, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to tell people not to do that anymore. To cover ourselves.
The reason it's not, they recommend you not do it now as opposed to like 10 years ago because of the sophistication level of the phones.
Yeah.
Some can handle certain levels of water, and they have a liquid detection warning that tells you your USB-C port is wet.
Yeah.
You can dry the phone with a cloth, tap the phone gently to drain water from the ports, leave the phone in a dry area with airflow, and avoid putting cables inside until it's completely dry. Don't insert a foreign object. Well, I mean, we've heard that rule applied not only to cell phones, but other areas, nostrils.
I love the fact that our Apple phones even has a setting with a drop.
Oh, you mean on the watch?
Yeah.
To expel water.
Expel water, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Your phone can take a leak, literally?
Well, you could, if you forget and jump into a pool, you didn't ruin the watch. You can expel water from the watch.
It makes a noise, which is, obviously it's audio, but that audio creates air.
Yeah.
And it at the frequency or at the level or whatever, the air from that noise is supposed to push water out of.
And supposedly my iPhone, I can jump in the pool with it, but I'm not going to check it to see if that works. I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
That's not me.
But people have done videos of the dive, and then you're in the water.
Well, yeah. I mean, every time a new Apple product comes out, they talk about, especially with the watch, they're showing all these people doing things that I will never do in my life.
Right.
I do not climb mountains. I do not go snow skiing or scuba diving.
Now, I want to know, Apple Watch is supposed to analyze your sleeping and tell you how good you're sleeping. But when do you charge it?
Right, I know.
Years ago, I was at home and I heard a loud car crash right out in front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I go running out the side door, and we had a heavy snow and snowpack on the driveway, and my feet, this happened to me a few times, I just went airborne.
Yeah.
And landed in my next door neighbor's snowdrift out in front of their house.
Uh-huh.
But in that process, going literally upside down vertical, something fell out of my pocket into the snow.
Uh-oh.
That I needed.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell you what it was.
Ooh,
is that our conundrum?
No, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, we'd have to have...
Wait a minute.
Is it late?
Something you might need.
Late 70s. Something he needed that he dropped.
Needed desperately, you might say.
In what could have fallen?
So, I must have spent... I had flashlights. It happened at night. I had flashlights, I had kitchen utensils, sifters, everything. Because how far could it have gone?
Was it a doobie?
No, it wasn't a doobie. It was in a little brown bottle.
Oh. Oh.
Listen to the two versions. They have no idea what I'm talking about. No.
Was it your nitro pills?
No. My nitro pills.
My dad had that little brown bottle with those tiny white pills.
Uh-huh.
Every time we would leave the house for any vacation or trip or anything.
Yeah.
Now, got your nitro pills?
Yep. There were no pills in a little brown bottle.
No.
But we could make it a conundrum, I suppose. Okay. Statute of limitations has run out, so what am I going to
do? What'd you do? What are you doing that you're worried about statute of limitations on?
Let's see if anybody can guess. We'll grab this call on the phone.
Little brown pill. I mean, little brown bottle. Did it?
Drunk adult.
Hey, yeah. who is this?
Sparky.
Hey, what's Sparky, up? Are you calling to play this game?
I could, but I also have something to tell you.
Okay.
I can play it.
All right. What's up?
What do you think it was?
What'd the other guy say?
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, a new one? I didn't hear the question.
No, were you... Okay.
We're going to turn this into... What could have flown out of my pot? That I know he spent hours trying to find, but waited till the frickin' snow melted the following spring and still couldn't find it.
Greg walked out. He slipped.
It sounds like an adult, but I bet it's a kid.
No, it's... No. That's not what we're asking. That's not what we're asking for.
Right. Anyway, what did you call
for? What did you call for?
I called to tell you, you know, the other day I had my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And... I like Black Box, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm starting over, and it's like I never saw it before. It's terrific.
Okay.
Black Box?
Is it?
Black Box. It's with James Schrader.
Oh, okay.
I'm
thinking of that series, Black what? You know, the series.
But anyway.
Betty?
The deal was, when you get older, you don't remember everything.
Oh,
when you start over, it's like watching it for the first time.
Yeah, you go back and watch it and like, hey, it's like the first time again. I don't remember any of this. I know what you're talking about. The Blacklist.
Blacklist.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
James Spader, Blacklist.
Oh, yeah. That's the series. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I know you've got a memory like a steel trap, Greg, but mine, not so much.
I don't forget a damn thing.
Don't. It runs in the genes, I guess. Thanks a lot.
All right, Sparks, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
272-9228 if you want to take a crack at this. By the way, this afternoon at 5:15, market is opening in the red today, or is headed in that direction. What it means, how the day plays out. Brett McDonald analyzes that and advises accordingly weekday afternoons at 5:15 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. He works for Invista Advisors. That's his firm. And if you've never taken the time to sit down with a financial planner and figured out a way to protect and grow the money you work so hard to make, he's the guy you want to have that conversation with. 387-0094 is the number to make that appointment. We have a plethora of situations on the roads. We'll come back to that call right after traffic.
Well, if you are merging from I-65 north or southbound onto 85 northbound, just as soon as you make that merge, we have several vehicles off on the right side of the roadway that got into a little fender bender. All lanes are open, but it is slowing things down, and we've got tremendous traffic on 65 southbound into Montgomery this morning. The interstates have been very, very busy. 85 southbound into Montgomery is moving at a snail's pace, Mount Meigs to Chantilly on to Taylor. And we're busy on 231 out of Wetumpka Highway, 31 out of Prattville. And we've got a good bit of traffic on the boulevards, Troy Highway and Highway 331 inbound this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Burlington with incredible values. Then eat at Yummy Yaki. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's see if we can solve the... It's a different kind of conundrum today. I was telling a story. From long ago. Scott, good morning.
Decades ago.
Good morning.
He fell in some snow, and then he went outside. What did he lose?
At the risk of exposing the ill-spent youth.
What was it?
I'm going to say it might have been a vial of marching powder?
Yes. Yes, it was.
You are correct, sir. It was the Bolivian marching powder. Left his footprints up and down my body and my face. Now,
And this just in, authorities in Chicago have found a...
Oh, man.
My fingerprints are on file, so...
I just love the way he prefaced his answer about an ill-spent youth.
That was great. It's worth a bonus entry plus the prize. Oh, a CP Bistro gift card. Way to go, buddy.
Okay.
Hang on now. I'm not proud of that. I'm not, you know... and it's been since May 10th, 1985... since I've even seen a flake of that crap.
And did you ever accidentally find some in a pocket in...
Let me tell you something.
Jacket pocket.
That's a great question, because the day I got out of rehab, mm-hmm. and I'd been in my apartment for 6 weeks, mm-hmm. Going back into the real world was one of the... it was surreal.
Yeah.
So I went back to my apartment in Pompano, and I'm putting up the clothes I had taken with me, rehanging them.
Yeah.
And I had a vest, and there was a lump in the pocket, and it was,
sure enough,
there was just a little bit left, but that's enough.
Yeah.
I went to the balcony and threw it over the side, 28 stories down.
Okay, probably not good to throw over the balcony, but...
On the roof of a building next door.
Oh, okay.
It didn't hit anybody. But I got to tell you...
A bear might come along and sniff it.
The difference between...
Well, we know they like it.
A total relapse, that would have been catastrophic for me.
Oh, sure.
So
even a tiny bit, yeah.
But I tell those stories. There's too many people with those stories trapped inside, filled with shame, and it shouldn't be that way.
And we have 33 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, he's one of my bestest friends in real life, off the air, most days.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is calling on Republicans within the Senate, especially Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, to take up the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. House passed articles of impeachment against him last week regarding the border crisis. Tuberville has joined 13 other Republican senators in a letter to McConnell, saying it's imperative that Senate Republicans prepare to fully engage in the constitutional duty of holding a trial in the Senate since Mayorkas has been impeached in the House. Alabama's other senator, Katie Britt, did not sign on to the letter or express opinions regarding Mayorkas in this matter. However, Britt has gone down to the U.S.-Mexico border and called it out of control. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A 17-year-old out of Foley is going to be charged as an adult for picking up a 6-year-old girl and throwing her into a fire and holding her there. The girl was burned, along with her mother, who sought to pull the girl from those flames. A judge has set bond at $500,000 for the teen. He is also being charged with attempted murder. The teen's name is not being released to the public due to his age. Two Limestone correctional officers are charged with assault of an inmate. Samuel Dial and Jesse Cobb are indicted for beating inmate William Rinesmith with a broomstick. The Alabama Department of Corrections say that Dial and Cobb turned themselves in for charges and are currently out on bond. Rinesmith remains at a prison medical center. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Everyone that eats 3 meals a day is participating in agriculture whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trials underway on these stolen lyrics, and I'm gonna play this clip again. We played it very early this morning. If you weren't listening, you can catch it now. Glenn Frey describing the lyrics of the song, and since we were just talking about the good old days,
smell of colitas.
When I was in rehab in '85, during those 6 weeks, yeah, you could check out any time. And there was no prison, you know, there were no bars on the place. If you did it against medical advice, then your insurance wouldn't pay. So there was one motivation to stay, but that's not why I stayed. I wanted to get over it.
Yeah.
And it worked. But we called it the Hotel California because you could check out. But once you go in, you can never leave because whatever you experience there comes out the door with you.
Sure.
But this is Glenn Frey describing what some of the words in Hotel California mean.
Once
Colitas is the top of the marijuana plant. The very tip is called Little Tails. That's Colitas. So it was our secret way of saying the guy was lighting up. She likes Rodeo Drive. She likes the nice things in life, the really nice things. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. We're prisoners of paradise, you know? I mean, how many Hollywood stars have tried to leave Hollywood only to leave and come back?
You know, they all said after that album, it was so hard to follow.
Yeah.
In fact, the next album, The Long Run, meant
it was
a long run to try to squeeze out.
I was in Florida when that came out. I was still in Chicago when Hotel came out.
Mm-hmm.
And the anticipation, we heard a date that it was going to be released, and we couldn't wait, and our expectations were up to here.
Yeah.
And the first song they released, I think, was The Long Run as the single.
Yeah, off that album, sure was.
It was okay, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Hotel California. Boy, I've seen them 5 times in concert, and whenever they start with that song.
Best show I ever saw, I don't need to see them again because they can't possibly top the first time around. Yeah. It's just not possible to do that. We have a first-time caller. Hello?
Hi, this is Kudo. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey.
I've been to some Hotel Californias today.
Yay.
You still have the Gilligan's Island song to the theme of Hotel California?
The what? Which one?
It's Gilligan's Island song, but it's sung to the Hotel California music.
Let's see.
You had it at one time, I think.
Well, I have Giggleweed Island. That was when Marianne got arrested for pot when she was in her 70s, I think. And I have a Gilligan theme, last one remaining. Oh, that's Ginger. Yeah, she still is the last one remaining from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, that's correct.
I can look. I'll see if I can't come up. I'll run a search, too.
I can send you a link to it if you don't have it. I thought you already had it.
Oh, email or Facebook?
I'll sit on Facebook here just a minute.
Okay. Thanks. We'll check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, when Marianne got busted.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a bomber trip. When Marianne had Mary Jane stuck in her roach clip. Now Marianne is 69, the bucket she'll soon kick. Instead of playing shuffleboard, she's smoking happy stick. She's smoking happy stick. The cops stopped her in Idaho while she was getting ripped. If only she had hid her smoke in her plastic hip. In her plastic hip. So join her on her brand new show, live coverage of her trial. The Acapulco Golden Girl who lives on Giggleweed Isle.
That's clever.
I was thinking about the 70s, how times change. I went to college in the mid-70s and the first Rolling Stone magazine had a roach clip in it.
Yeah.
And one of the leading magazines that you can go into a 7-Eleven to buy was High Times.
Yeah.
With the middle section there would always have like...
I don't think they're publishing that anymore.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Right now at 8:39, if you'd like to find the things in life, there's a place right up the street that meets that benchmark. It's called the Seafood Bistro, and here to tell you more, Jay Scott.
Well, thank you very much, and the Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. If you are looking to get some great seafood, then you're going to find it at the Seafood Bistro. Just food in general, they got some great food there. The fried pickles, the fried green tomatoes, they brought us a bunch of those one time, and they were just fantastic, fried green tomatoes. And also the dragon shrimp is wonderful. Get that in po' boy flavor or style, and it is amazing for you. It is wonderful. It is yum-yum sauce with a kick, and it is fantastic. Yeah, it's like Frank's Red Hot. I would put that stuff on anything. You got the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo as well at the Seafood Bistro, plus their salads. You're on a health kick, you can do that. By the way, if you still are on a health kick, you can also get this the fish there. You can get it grilled, fried, or blackened. It doesn't have to be fried. You can get it blackened as well, or grilled, and that is a healthy option for you. See all the options at their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Pull out your phone, go to the delivery apps, and see more options for you to go for, and put those put the order in. You can get it delivered, or you can just have it ready to pick up. 1651 Perry Hill Road is their location. 279-7500 is their phone number to give them a call, ask them any question you want to know, or hit up them on Facebook. They reply there as well. Like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
If you follow my morning blog or watch my morning video regularly, I was commenting this morning that it's been boring lately, only because we had a very little big deal weather. I mean, I've covered 46 Februarys for you now, and usually it's a very tumultuous time of the year, but not so this week. Warming trend continues. Sunshine very nice with a high temperature up to about 72. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, breezy, but spring-like. Mostly sunny, high 76. Again, this is the dead of winter. Risk of showers by Thursday night, but probably after midnight, and not a big deal. Storm system, it's really just a Pacific front. Low 50. Friday, clouds early, then sunshine, but the air behind it, the front, is not bad at all. Upper 60s for a high Friday and Saturday, low 70s on Sunday. We could be near 80 by the middle of next week for the first time in 2024. Right now this morning, 44 with the sunshine at 8:42.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Traffic at 8:42.
Well, besides very, very heavy traffic this morning on I-85 southbound and I-65 southbound, we have one problem on the interstate. If you are merging onto 85 northbound from 65 north or southbound, just past the merge point, we've got some vehicles off on the right side of the road. All lanes are open, but it is slowing things down right there. 85 southbound is just very busy and moving slowly from Mount Meigs to Chantilly all the way past Taylor this morning. A lot of cars on the road everywhere, but no major problems other than that one accident on 85 northbound right near Southport. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. The new Toyotas and Nissans are rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, to correct an esteemed listener like Cooter, but you had said a Gilligan's Island version of Hotel California. It's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
That we have the Gilligan's Island. And I had that in the system, so I believe.
Not Hotel.
Right. And we're going to play it in just a minute. Why not? All callers to the show today qualify to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, the team you can team up with. In the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle, diagnostics, you need new tires, wholesale price tires at all three locations, and competent technicians to diagnose and fix problems. When you need new brakes, anything virtually for your automobile, trust it to Don Duncan with three locations. Mount Duncan in Millbrook, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road just north of one. And by the way, it's convenience is an issue. They'll get you to your office or back to your house. Just let them know what you need. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 3610.
Time, the most important thing we're given, yet the one thing we can't buy back and never seem to have enough of, especially during a cardiac event, which is why it's critical to have expert care so close by. In a place where patients have access to cutting-edge heart and vascular technology and are treated with compassionate care. At Baptist Health, our specially trained cardiovascular team serves the people of our region within an environment that offers heart patients comprehensive technologies, services, and resources that deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in Central Alabama. All with the expertise to keep your heart healthy and to help you recover sooner. At Baptist Health, our goal is to give cardiac patients back more quality time. Time for you to be together with loved ones and to make sure that you're there for the times that matter most. Baptist Health.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And they're here on Gilligan's Island.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
All right, who's got the dunce cap today? You know, a bit of a dearth in available nominees.
Well,
and the one I have, this is
a dunce cap because I'm looking up dearth.
I have a.
He used to work here.
Oh, no.
He was in Star Wars, wasn't he? Dearth Vader? His humor like that has kept us afloat for all these years.
I remember Dearth Whitehead.
Jeff Donovan.
The one guy I have from Canada, A. I don't know how to tell the story, but he got busted for prostitution and a few other things. He was apparently trying to lure men to his place.
Mm-hmm.
But he had all these rules. He was masking himself as a woman named Angelo. So he'd connect, have him come to his house for anonymous fun, but there were rules. No talking.
Oh, yeah, so that you won't hear my voice. Hi, I'm Angelo.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, pal.
Come on in.
Over here.
The men would not see him, and instead they'd interact. And that's where it really gets... There's a sheet involved in a hole, and I just... He's no longer a public menace, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it sounds best.
That was it. I try. And some days we have more than we need, and some days, well, that's the best I had. And I apologize for that. We've got a tax refund coming. Everybody's making plans with that extra money, mm-hmm. including why not get some new furniture? And why not get it at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings? These are the folks. First of all, Stella, who has been our connection there for many years, and she's just incredible, has now added Leslie Wolfolk to the staff there, and she's a designer with expertise on creating your dream look for less. And you can also register through the end of the month. It's a month-long President's Day sale at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings for a $1,000 console they're giving away at the end of the month. And here's the boast. What about prices? 50% off everything, the top ticket price at everything at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And then at the end, when your ticket is determined, sales tax is only 8.25% as opposed to 10%, like it is in Montgomery. So you save there, and if you're buying furniture, that amounts to some serious money. No interest financing on any purchase of $1,000 or more if you qualify for a Synchrony luxury account, too. So there's all kinds of great reasons to go. But number one is selection. If you're not going to Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you are cheating yourself on the available selections. With 64,000 square feet, you're not going to find a place that has a greater array of offerings in all types and styles of furniture for your home. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Say hi to Stella and Leslie. And by the way, you'll find them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway and get a great sneak preview at this website, shopkaiserkyser.com. Our final traffic at 8:54.
Traffic is still mostly busy everywhere this morning, and we still have some vehicles off on the side of the road. 85 northbound, right out of the 65 merge, whether you're merging from south or north on 65 onto 85. They should be right on the right before Court Street. Please use caution there. All lanes are open. 85 southbound is still incredibly busy, and we've still got a lot of traffic coming out of Wetumpka on 231. Buckle up, drive carefully, no major problems anywhere, but a lot of heavy traffic, the heaviest we have seen in the last couple of weeks this morning. Whether your credit's good or bad, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center in Wetumpka at 567-9000. That's 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey there, River Region area. Dawson Electric hopes you had an amazing Christmas and a fantastic new year. As we step into 2024, it's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, equal housing lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.